Chaperoned. Written by Mina Rennie. Read by Calicolor. Fandom is Tian Guan Sifu, or in English, Heaven Official's Blessing. Relationship, Feng Xin, Mu Qing, and Pei Ming. Rated E for explicit. Tags include porn without plot, making out, handjobs, dirty talk, jealous Feng Xin, matchmaker Pei Ming. Summary. Pei Ming thinks Mu Qing and Feng Xin should be using a different method to work out their issues. He also thinks that he's the best one to help. Feng Xin is seconds away from blasting Mu Qing's smug fucking face out of heaven and back down to the mortal realm when a voice interrupts their argument. Have you two ever considered doing something other than screaming at each other? Feng Xin starts in surprise, coming back to himself enough to furrow his brows and look over at Pei Ming, who is strolling down the streets in front of the Xuanzhen Palace, where they have been shouting at each other. What? Like, ignoring his existence? Mu Qing offers sarcastically. I try, but Feng Xin is just so loud and obnoxious that he's impossible to ignore without swatting, like an annoying bug. Feng Xin bristles. What the fuck is that supposed to mean? Pei Ming steps between them both, cutting Feng Xin off with a raised eyebrow. I didn't mean ignoring each other. It's obvious you're too obsessed with each other to do something like that. Feng Xin considers smacking Pei Ming for that, except he's cognizant of his own power and fully aware that getting in a fight with Pei Ming might be the last thing he ever did. Instead, he grits his teeth as Pei Ming continues. There are other ways to release tension between people, if you know what I mean. He finishes with a smirk, looking satisfied. Over Pei Ming's shoulder, Mu Qing blanches, his face going red. Some of us have our cultivation paths to consider and the ability to keep our hands to ourselves, General Pei. Mu Qing grits out, arms crossing over his chest. Oh? Pei Ming asks, raising an eyebrow as he turns to face Mu Qing. Your cultivation path is the only thing stopping you? Just don't go too far until you find a new path. It's not hard. Feng Xin can see the humiliation playing across Mu Qing's face. Normally, he would revel in the sight, but the thought of Pei Ming being the one to cause it, rather than him, makes him feel defensive instead. And what? He asks heatedly. You plan on being a mediator between us? He realizes the implications, that he would be open to more than arguing with Mu Qing given the chance. Too late to take back the words. Both Mu Qing and Pei Ming turn toward him, one looking shocked, the other looking rather like the cat who caught the canary. Both expressions are enough to make Feng Xin's face turn red, although with what expression, he doesn't know. You know, I rather think that could be fun, Pei Ming says with a wicked gleam in his eyes. He turns and heads toward the Xuanzhen Palace, tilting his head back just enough to call to the two of them. Coming. I'm being chaperoned to my own palace, Mu Qing mutters at Feng Xin's shoulder, but he follows. Feng Xin snorts. I think you're being the opposite of chaperoned, he points out, except he finds himself trailing after Pei Ming as well. He looks over at Mu Qing to see him staring back at Feng Xin, and then they both scowl and look away from each other, but neither of them say anything to stop what's happening. Pei Ming settles down on the bed in Mu Qing's room and gestures between the two of them as they stand in front of him, arms crossed and an awkward meter or so apart from each other, avoiding each other's eyes. Go ahead, he says, sounding amused. Feng Xin uncrosses his arms, watching Mu Qing stare intently at a spot on the wall across the room. I don't, Mu Qing starts, stops, looks embarrassed. Pei Ming laughs, and Feng Xin wants to hit him a little bit, wonders why he's here, knows exactly why he's here. Come sit next to me, I'll show you, Payming cajoles, and Mooching treads stiffly across the floor to sit down on the bed awkwardly next to him. Payming turns to face him, reaching out to cradle his chin, pushes fingers into his ponytail, and runs them through silky hair. Fengxin feels something that he is 100% certain is a mass of burning jealousy. This is good. Mooching nods wordlessly. Pei Ming leans in to kiss him soundly. Fengxin watches, feeling heat curl in his stomach while Pei Ming gently adjusts Mooching's chin to angle his face, sucks his lip between his teeth before soothing the spot with his tongue, kisses him again, deeply. Fengxin watches Mooching go liquid as he melts into Pei Ming's kiss. His hand rises into the air, uncertain, clinching without actually touching, but his eyes are closed and he allows himself to be guided. Fengxin is moving before he registers that he's started walking. He approaches the pair on the bed intently, lifting his knee onto the bed to balance next to Pei Ming's right hip. Pei Ming separates from Mooching's lips with a wet sound just in time to turn and let Fengxin grab his face and kiss him roughly. Pei Ming's lips are slick with spit, a mixture of his and Mooching's, and Fengxin wonders how much of the taste in his mouth belongs to Pei Ming and how much is Mooching on his lips. He licks into Pei Ming's mouth, curled over him and panting. He parts just enough to glance over at Mooching, whose face is closer than he expected. Mooching's eyes are wide and blown out, gaze centered on the space between their mouths. Kiss him, Pei Ming murmurs. Fengxin doesn't know who he's talking to, but he doesn't wait to ask. He lunges his body over to connect his lips to Mooching's in another kiss. His heart is pounding as he throws himself into Mooching's lap, crawling over Pei Ming's lap to press a knee between Mooching's thighs. He parts them for him readily as Fengxin kisses him desperately. He mentally categorizes what was Mooching on Pei Ming's lips and thinks, finally. Fengxin feels a hand on his thigh and another pulling at the tie in his hair, tugging it loose around his shoulders. He shivers at Pei Ming's touch, then gasps into Mooching's mouth when Pei Ming leans up enough to mouth at his throat behind his ear. Mooching, touch him. Put your hands in his hair. Pei Ming murmurs against Fengxin's skin, and Fengxin kisses Mooching again as he feels slender fengers run through his hair. Fengxin tucks his hands into Mooching's robes, parting them enough to feel bare skin. Pei Ming moves away from his throat, and Fengxin is distantly aware of Pei Ming leaning in to kiss down Mooching's shoulder. As he does, his fingers curl into the waistband of Fengxin's pants, dipping teasingly under the fabric. Fengxin's hips jolt at the feeling, and he moans embarrassingly against Mooching's lips. He can feel them curl into a smirk. Would it break your vows for me to get Fengxin off? Pei Ming asks, voice silky. Mooching leans back to look over Fengxin, eyes lingering over Pei Ming's fingers tugging at Fengxin's waistband. No, he says, voice hoarse. I just can't participate. You sound upset about that. Pei Ming's voice sounds smug. A pause. Frustrated. Fengxin swallows and smirks despite the feeling of being put on display.
Rethinking your path?
A little bit.
The answer is candid, surprising. Pei Ming just laughs and shifts back to sit all the way onto the bed against the sheets, pulling at Fengxin and forcibly arranging him to lean back against Pei Ming's chest. Pei Ming plays his hands over Fengxin's thighs, and he lets them part at the touch of his fingers.
Come here, Mooching. Keep kissing him.
Pei Ming orders, and Mooching walks on his knees across the bed to straddle Fengxin's lap. His lips are pulled into a frown, brows furrowed in concentration. Mooching leans in to kiss him once, then pulls back.
This is okay?
He asks. Fengxin snorts.
If it wasn't, I would have said something by now.
Fuck you.
I think that's Pei Ming's job right now,
Fengxin says dryly, talking around the heat in his stomach and his cheeks.
a kiss to the back of his neck, past his hair. You're damn right, Pei Ming grins, tugging at the ties of his pants. In fact, lick this. He holds his hand up to Feng Xin's face, and, face red, Feng Xin licks the palm of his hand. He meets Muqing's heated gaze as he wraps his lips around Pei Ming's fingers, allowing him to stroke them over his tongue, push them into his mouth in a way that makes him moan around them. When Pei Ming drags them from his mouth, they trail spit over his bottom lip, and he darts his tongue out to caress the pads of his fingers. Muqing licks his own lip, eyes dark, and then leans in, not to kiss Feng Xin, but to catch Pei Ming's wrist with his hand and wrap his lips around the fingers as well. Feng Xin groans at the sight of Pei Ming's fingers in Muqing's mouth, melting back into Pei Ming's chest and tilting his head to the side as Pei Ming presses kisses to the side of his throat. He pulls his fingers from Muqing's mouth to slip his hand into Feng Xin's pants at the same time as he bites down on the skin and sucks. And Feng Xin's humiliating moan is muffled by Muqing's lips on his once again. In a wild moment of clarity, Feng Xin wonders how he's gotten to this point. Pei Ming wraps his hand around Feng Xin's cock, and Feng Xin feels a little bit like he might fall apart. He's overstimulated, being kissed by Muqing and Pei Ming both, feeling Pei Ming's slick hand moving over him. His hips jerk into the touch as he kisses Muqing back desperately, voice caught on choked noises as Pei Ming strokes. You two are gorgeous to watch. Pei Ming pulls back to start talking, voice hot in Feng Xin's ear. I've always thought you would work well together like this, and I was right. You're both beautiful. You're so hot. I could watch the two of you kiss forever. Feng Xin reaches up to push his hands back into Muqing's robes, roving over smooth skin and pulling him closer. He feels a little bit like he's in a dream, like life isn't real with Muqing in his lap and panting into his mouth and a hot chest against his back. Feng Xin doesn't know if he'll get this again in the future, so he resolves to treasure it now. Pei Ming rubs a thumb over the head of his cock, and he gasps into Muqing's mouth, who pulls back to laugh, a little cruel. You're going to come? He asks, voice low and rough, and Feng Xin throws his head back, and does. Muqing covers Feng Xin's mouth with his own as Pei Ming strokes him through it until his hips are twitching and he's gasping in overstimulation. He pulls his hand out of Feng Xin's pants and kisses Feng Xin's jaw from behind as Muqing pulls back one last time, his hand reaching up to cradle the opposite side of his face. Feng Xin turns in Pei Ming's lap enough to crane his neck and catch his lips in a kiss that Pei Ming accepts easily, kissing him back with an experience that has him whimpering. Feng Xin wraps his hand around Pei Ming's where he's stroking himself, helps him until he comes on a sigh. Feng Xin pulls back to meet Pei Ming's gaze, dark and heavy. Pei Ming's lips quirk into a smirk. Wasn't that worth it? Muqing's voice causes Feng Xin to turn back to him. I feel like I might have gotten the raw end of the deal, he says dryly. Muqing looks entirely debauched, bare chest heaving and lips red and puffy. He's hard in his pants but doing nothing about it, unable to relieve himself. He looks satisfied, though, grinning in an uncharacteristic display, looking at Feng Xin with something other than rage for once. Feng Xin reaches out to take Muqing's chin in his hand, swipes his thumb over Muqing's swollen bottom lip. You look good like that, he admits. Muqing raises an eyebrow. So do you, he says. Pei Ming laughs in Feng Xin's ear, low and satisfied. So, you agree that this should happen again, instead of destroying the streets? Maybe, Feng Xin finds himself saying. Will you be joining next time? He can see in Muqing's face that he agrees with the proposal. So long as I'm invited. Feng Xin grins up at Muqing, already planning their next fight. He will be. The end.